This is Reading Lesson 13. Look at number 1. The last two letters in the first word blend together. Repeat number 1 after the speaker.
Sabaidi Pakher. Sabaidi Pakher.
Look at number 2. Remember the combination of a wow preceded by a zwar makes an ow sound, like in the word how. With this in mind, try to read number 12.
Sauda. Sauda.
Read number 3. Remember, a wow preceded by a
pich
makes an oo sound.
Rusta.
Number 4 begins with the letter
fe,
which is pronounced like the letter F. Try to read number 4.
Fal.
Read number 5.
Fani.
In number 6, you see the fe in medial position, followed by the letter
ren.
Try to read number 6.
Afghan. Afghan.
Notice that the loop of the fe is slightly larger and more open than in the
ren.
Try to read number 7, which is 3 words.
Z Afghaniyam.
Number 8 ends with the letter fe. Try to read number 8.
Hadaf.
Listen and repeat number 9.
Afghani khorak. Khorak.
Number 10 begins with the letter
gaf,
which sounds like the English letter G in the word go. Try to read number 10.
Gam.
Notice that this letter resembles the kaf, but includes a little circle below the top diagonal line. Now try number 11.
Agahi.
In number 12, you see the gaf in medial position, following a nun. Try to read number 12.
Englisi. Englisi.
Read number 13.
Baraki.
Number 14.
Farushga Sarak.
Number 15 ends with a new letter called
G,
which makes the same sound as the guff. Try to read number 15.
Lug.
This letter is a non-connector and maintains its distinctive half-moon shape in all positions. Read number 16.
Laga laga.
Number 17 shows ge in medial position, preceded by ye. Read number 17.
Kigi.
In number 18, you see the ge in initial position. Read number 18.
Gira.
Number 19.
Harkala.
Look at the sentence in number 20. The first two words are shown without diacritics. The last letter is the verbal ye. Try to read number 20.
Harkala rashai.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 13.